Overwhelmingly across the state, white non-Hispanic people are being vaccinated at a much higher rate than any other race. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, almost 75% of all vaccines distributed thus far have been to white people, followed by Hispanics, who make up almost 8% of that same list. Matt Carkett is the executive director of Compañeros Four Corners Immigrant Resource Center. He says that health disparities to immigrants is something that has been playing out since the beginning of this pandemic.
Vaccination efforts here have been focused on mostly, you know, the English-speaking community, the citizen community, and that sometimes immigrants have not had the same type of access to vaccinations or to health information about COVID-19 in general.
Carkett says that Compañeros is partnering with San Juan Basin Public Health Department to help distribute not only information, but vaccines to the underserved population. United Today, Stronger Tomorrow is an organization that is building a campaign across Southwest Colorado to further the conversation of equity in the vaccine distribution process. Olivia Thomas is a campaign organizer for United Today. She says they're working with Colorado Working Families Party to petition Colorado Governor Jared Polis and the CDPHE. They're asking for equity and accessible vaccines for all Coloradans, particularly those who are systematically failed due to mobility, citizenship, unemployment, income level, or gender identity.
For the folks who either face a history of violence within the medical system or are homebound or don't speak English or face some fears around law enforcement and becoming a public charge, those are folks who are not getting vaccinated at nearly the same rate. So making sure that we have enough funding and infrastructure set up for outreach to those communities.
Last month, the state of Colorado created a vaccine equity outreach team to help reduce health inequities by providing vaccines to the most under-resourced communities. The state says their goal is to schedule more than 175 vaccine equity clinics across the state in partnership with community-based organizations, local public health agencies, and tribes. Thomas says that United Together is hosting online forums in hopes to get feedback from community members to hear their perspectives on the rollout. While Carkett says these conversations are necessary, he's looking forward to more action around the distribution process.
I think it's good to talk about these things and bring people together, but I think what I'd like to see most is productive dialogues and actions taken as well. More effort by health departments around the state and also around the country to reach these different populations, more working with community-based organizations like ours, you know, that have closer connections and ties with communities that might be left out of traditional methods of vaccine outreach, and, you know, a constant effort to improve in all of these things.
CDPHE has a request for COVID immunization event form on their website for community-based organizations interested in partnering with the state of Colorado. Reporting for KSUT News, I'm Sarah Flower.